Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, August 16th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs," she said. "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." There are passages in the gospel that comfort us immediately. There are others that inspire us. And then there are passages like today's gospel, ones that make us uncomfortable before they can transform us. A desperate mother comes to Jesus. She is not Jewish. She is a Canaanite, a foreigner. Someone whose people had been enemies of Israel for centuries. Her daughter is suffering terribly, and she has exhausted every option. She has only one hope left. She cries out, "Lord, Son of David, have pity on me." Notice something remarkable here. She is the only person in this region who recognizes Jesus with a messianic title. While many who should have known him failed to see him clearly, this outsider sees him with the eyes of faith. Yet Jesus does not answer. Silence. The disciples become irritated. "Send her away," they say. They don't want her healed nearly as much as they want her gone. Then Jesus speaks words that have troubled Christians for centuries. "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." At first hearing, it sounds harsh, even shocking. What are we to make of this? One way of understanding this passage is that Jesus is voicing the assumptions of his own people. Israel believed itself to be God's chosen nation, entrusted first with the covenant. The Messiah had indeed come first for the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus acknowledges that historical mission. But something extraordinary happens here. The woman refuses to walk away. But she does not argue theology. She does not become offended. She simply says, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." There is no pride in her words, only love, only trust. Only a mother who believes that even one crumb from Christ is enough. And suddenly everything changes. Jesus responds, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." Interestingly, in Matthew's gospel, Jesus praises only two people for having great faith, and neither of them belong to Israel. Both are outsiders. Perhaps Matthew wants us to realize something essential. Faith is never inherited. Faith is always received. The contemplative tradition invites us to linger here. Who are the outsiders today? Perhaps they are immigrants, perhaps those whose lives do not fit neatly into our expectations, perhaps those who no longer come to church because they carry wounds inflicted by the church itself. Perhaps those questions make us uncomfortable. or perhaps the outsider is much closer. Perhaps these are parts of ourselves we have pushed away. Our grief, our shame, our failures, our doubts. The places within us we secretly believe God would rather not see. Like the disciples, we often want Jesus to send these parts away. But Jesus never truly sends anyone away who continues to seek him. There is another subtle lesson here. The woman never demands a seat at the table. She simply asks for mercy. Ironically, because she asks for so little, she receives everything. That's often how grace works. The saints never approached God as people entitled to blessings. They approached him empty-handed. An empty cup can finally be filled. I once visited a soup kitchen where volunteers prepared hundreds of meals each day. During lunch, one elderly man came in after nearly everyone else had eaten. There were only a few scraps remaining. One volunteer quietly gathered every remaining piece of bread, every spoonful of soup, every last serving, arranging them carefully onto a tray. The man looked at the meal and said with tears in his eyes, "This is a feast." The volunteer later remarked, it wasn't the food he was hungry for, it was the dignity. Isn't that what Jesus gives the woman? Not merely a miracle. He restores her dignity. He allows the crowds to witness the greatness of someone they had dismissed. Sometimes the greatest miracle is not healing a body. It is changing the heart of those who believed something did not belong. The gospel also asks us an uncomfortable question. Where do we draw our circles? Every community has invisible boundaries. People who fit, people who don't, people we naturally welcome, people we quietly avoid. The kingdom of God keeps expanding beyond every circle we draw. Every time we think we've reached the edge of God's mercy, Jesus quietly moves the boundary further outward. Eventually, we discover there was never an edge at all, only a larger table. Perhaps the Lord invites us to notice someone we usually overlook. The co-worker who always eats lunch alone. The elderly neighbor who waits for someone to stop and talk. The family member who has drifted away. The persons whose politics, lifestyle, or beliefs makes us uncomfortable. Rather than asking whether they belong at God's table, perhaps we should ask whether we are willing to make room. Because the Eucharist is not a reward for those who have earned a place, it is bread for hungry people, and every one of us becomes or comes as a beggar. The Canaanite woman teaches us that faith is not about possessing certainty. Faith is refusing to stop knocking. Faith is believing that even when heaven seems silent, love still listens. Faith is trusting that one crumb of Christ is enough to transform an entire life. And perhaps the deepest surprise of all this, the table of God's mercy has no edges. There is always another place waiting. There is always another chair to be pulled out. There is always enough bread. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you welcomed those whom others overlooked and honored the faith of those who refuse to give up hope. Break down every wall I have built in my heart. Teach me to see others not as strangers or outsiders, but as sisters and brothers whom you love. When I feel unworthy, remind me that your grace and mercy are greater than my fears. When I am tempted to exclude, remind me that your table is wider than my imagination. Give me the humble faith of the Canaanite woman, a faith that trusts your goodness even in silence, perseveres through every obstacle, and believes that even the smallest gift from you is enough to bring healing and new life. May I become a living sign of your welcome, so that everyone I encounters not my judgment, but your compassion. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.